A very good afternoon and welcome to the lounge. We're still going strong. And let's say the best part of the lounge today is that I am joined by someone special here. He's already in studio and we're going to be talking about ICEA Lion Asset Management. And joining me today is the operational officer, Paul Tumwine. A very good afternoon, my dear.
Good afternoon, Corey. I'm also excited to be here and to join you this afternoon.
Okay. And well, the best part of it all is that whenever I just hear the word lion, you have no idea. You know, in my head, I'm like, what were they thinking? You know, it's more like a beast in there. So let's just talk about it just a little bit. Just a quick introduction into what is ICEA Lion Insurance.
ICEA Lion Insurance is an insurance stock investment company. It's a Pan-African insurance company. Mm-hmm. And yes, we deal in all insurance products ranging from general products to life products. Mm-hmm. And also do investment when it comes to wealth creation.
Yes.
That is what Dadain does. And I bring you and listeners greetings from Dadain.
Wow. Okay, let's dive into asset management. What does asset management mean and where does insurance come in with all this?
Now, speaking of asset management, it's a process of growing your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, the little you have, you keep on growing. Mm-hmm. Time by time.
Yes.
As you increase on your, you know, wealth through your goals and all that. So when you speak about asset management, it means that now you're trying to put together your wealth. Mm-hmm. But now in the process, we bring in insurance. In as much as you're growing your money and the wealth, you also have to, you need what we call a protective layer.
Yes.
That you don't have to only grow your money, but also have it protected.
Mm.
That's how the two come together.
Okay, because layman language, when you say asset, if someone is listening in for the first time and they're like, what is an asset? Because we really want someone to understand this. What is an asset?
When you speak of an asset, of course, it means different investment portfolios.
Yes.
Some would want to, you know, invest in, for example, bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Some would want to invest in, you know, financial instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Others will go for buildings. Others will go for different. It's just a way of creating wealth and building your wealth.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, why is it important to combine insurance with investment?
Just as I said earlier, the importance of combining insurance and investment, as much as you want to grow your money through wealth creation and asset management, it's also important that you protect it. It takes a minute for you to lose whatever you have created for over years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a protection or a layer of protection on it, it means that your life can continue and your plans through wealth creation and asset management will still continue without having any distractions.
Yes.
Or any, you know, disruptions along the way. That's how I see accounting with, you know, a combination of both. That is, in as much as you're creating your wealth, you also need to protect it.
Okay. But then, Paul, how does ICEA Lion Asset Management approach this?
Now, ICEA Asset Lion Management approaches it in a way that we look at a holistic way of handling financial plans for our clients.
Okay.
What we do first is that we get to understand the client's financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
Also look through the potential risks and their responsibilities. That we give you a 360 view of everything before we come through.
Yes.
Then after, we create or we customize a product for a client based on what they have informed us or how they would want to, you know, achieve their goals.
Okay.
Yes.
I love the way you've explained that because definitely I would want to be part of it immediately. But then again, what are the key benefits of this approach for individuals? Because I know some people have like teams, they come together, put their money together
right.
by buildings and all that. but let's just look at individually.
As an individual, first of all, of course, you create your wealth as a person, mm-hmm. but along the way, just as I said, you also need to protect it.
Yes.
It's not just about creating wealth.
Mm.
So along the way, the both products, one, it gives you the fact that you can create and increase your wealth, and then the insurance bit of it comes in that it protects you.
Yeah.
If you have a protection, for example, through you know, life and, you know, education for your children,
mm-hmm.
you are very much certain that your investment is secured.
Yeah, you sleep
You're
better.
Very certain. and also along the way, being that it's an investment product,
mm-hmm.
it gives you the habit of saving and also investing,
mm-hmm.
and so it helps you to grow your wealth as an individual.
Okay.
And to meet your future targets.
Nice. So away from individuals, how about businesses?
Businesses. That's a good one.
Yes.
You see, with businesses, you know, every businessman wants to ensure that, you know, their business grows
mm-hmm.
to a next level and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in as much as you are investing into the business, in as much as you want to get those profits, but as I said, it just takes one unforeseen event.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that you have toiled for, you have worked for, will fail in a minute.
Mm.
So the investment bit of it, it helps the business to grow. Through savings, through investments, and all that. You know,
mm.
some businesses will have money that they are hoping to use after a certain period of time,
yeah.
and they are put there on hold. But you see, if you invest 2-3 days or months that you have that money on hold, it will be earning you something.
Mm.
But you know, along the way, if you also have an insurance product, a company to it, issues to do with, for example, loss of you know, income, accident, and all that. Recently, I wrote an article in one of the newspapers about mm-hmm. the Gulu Highway accident that involved the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was giving insights on how if someone had protected their business through the investment,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the insurance bit of it, yes, the bus collapsed and maybe it had issues, you had to, you know, pay for whatever happened, damages and all that. But someone who was already insured may not even feel the pinch. Business
mm.
can't be disrupted.
Mm.
They continue.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, can we talk about someone who probably has a lot of misconceptions about insurance? You know, what really happens to someone who invests but without insurance?
People have a misconception about insurance at a big risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk towards your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Because just the way I said, it takes just a single event and you see all things that you worked for years disappearing, collapsing. I mean, you feel it, but then there's nothing you can do. But someone who has insurance or protection over it,
mm-hmm.
at least they have, you know, a landing background, that
mm.
they are not going to land direct on the ground. So
mm.
this is somewhere they start from. So it's always good that you protect your wealth at a certain point.
Okay.
Recently, I was scrolling on X and I saw a post where someone was saying that you can only say that you are doing better until where, you know, you are diagnosed by an illness that
uh-huh.
requires all your investments to go.
Yes.
This way you realize that all along you didn't have anything with you. But
yeah.
someone who's protected, for example, you know, life protection or medical or something,
mm.
they will not tamper with anything. They will not tamper with their investment. They will
mm.
just have, you know, their side of life handled and their investments continue. And, you know, their plans for, you know, the money and all that will
mm.
still stay going.
Okay. Well, for someone listening in for the first time, they could probably say, okay, fine. We have listened to all that you say, Paul,
yeah.
but then I really want to invest, but why ICA Lion? Of all the insurers, where should I go with ICA Lion?
ICA Lion, I always tell my friends this, that I don't tell you about ICA because I work with ICA,
yes.
but I think it's the best.
Okay.
Insurance and investment company that we'll deal with.
Mm.
One, we have professionals who are always readily available to provide, you know, assistance, professional advice, everything that you come through. And many of these are done on no cost at all.
Mm.
So it's good that before you even enter into any insurance and any investment,
mm.
that you get to know, understand what you're getting into,
mm-hmm.
get to know each and everything,
mm-hmm.
what is involved from the, you know, the simplest to the hardest policies.
Mm.
They will explain to you, they will give you advice, just the way I said, we first go through what the client's goal is and the responsibility before we customize whichever product they need and we bring it on the table. So that is one of it. The other thing is that we hold one of, on the side of the investments, we are one of the best people, I mean the company with good rates.
Mm.
And no one will ever regret on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite amazing. So, looking at our few dying minutes of this, what advice would you give someone listening in right now?
The advice that I can give someone listening in right now is that it's good that you start as early as possible.
Mm.
Start as early as possible, start investing as early as possible, get that insurance policy as early as possible, because it doesn't require that you first, you know, get that financial muscle before you start. No.
Mm.
You can start as low as what you have.
Yes.
And then along the way you keep on growing. And consistency is the key.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that you should also have the habit of investing and also savings. Try as much as possible to have the habit of saving and then invest wisely. And then the other thing that I can say about that is more important, that seek professional advice before you do any investment. You should not just jump into any investment before getting that professional advice. It helps a lot and it will help you avoid any financial mistakes.
Okay. Tracy on WhatsApp is asking, is it for also the Wanainchi, the downer people, because, or is it just, is ICA line only for the corporate people? Maybe give a correction on that one.
Oh, sure. I like
you
that.
You know, actually,
one.
People usually get scared. They think it's only for corporates.
You're right. You're right. I personally have encountered a number of people who are scared about that. But the truth of the matter is that investment is for every person.
Okay.
Ranging from the very, very young professionals who are just starting their careers.
Even the Gen Zs.
Yes. Even, may I keep on telling my friends that if I knew about this thing as early as, you know, when I was still at campus, I would be very far.
Mm.
So it starts from anyone. As long as you have an amount on you, please start. And it's good that you start very early.
Mm.
As early as possible. By the time you get to a certain age, you have accumulated your wealth and you are approaching towards your goal. So it ranges to every person, individuals, parents who are planning for their kids, retirement and all that, even businesses.
Mm.
So it's good that you start as early as possible with whichever amount. Don't think, oh, I don't have the financial muscles or something. No. It's for each and every person.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we know, because some people think that, you know, being to insure is when you at least have maybe a family or a kid or something, but you can do this thing even for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can do it for yourself.
Yeah.
But today we are on today's best music. I want you to give me at least request for a song we need to send to all the ICA Lion. We want to send it to them. What song can I play for them, Paul?
You got me on that.
Any song randomly. What do you listen to? Paul is on the wall.
Border.
Okay. Let me see what
Dr.
I can
D.
do.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for being part of the show and hope you now know. So go ahead and join ICA Lion today. Let's go ahead, take a breather, and of course we'll be back with his request.
Mama Chum told me Peter was ill, but I see he's up and running.
Yeah, he also attended school today.
How did he recover so quickly?
Prompt treatment and Hemofort.
Hemofort?
And he takes it without a fuss?
Yeah, he actually likes it. You know, it has got chocolate and honey flavors.
If you did not know, Hemofort has iron, which is essential for the growth of healthy red blood cells. Hemofort is a great way for sick people to get the iron, vitamins, folic acid, and other essential elements they need to stay active and healthy.
Hemofort has really helped him to get back on his feet.
I see.
Hemofort, build a fort around your family today. Now, in a new improved pack and taste.
Kiki, Catch all the action live at stadiums around the country at the Stanbic Uganda Cup.
Stanbic Uganda Cup.
Stanbic Bank is regulated by the Bank of Uganda and customer deposits are protected by the Deposit Protection Fund up to 10 million shillings. Terms and conditions apply.
Special. That's SPESHO. Is the newest and best cab hailing application in Uganda. Download the Special Taxi app from the Google Play Store and Apple Store and get access to the quickest, most affordable and comfortable ride in Kampala. Simply input your destination, get an estimate and hail your special cab. What's even better is you can call a special for yourself and even schedule your trip ahead of time. But best of all, you can pay using cash or straight from your phone via mobile money. Now isn't that special? That's SPESHO. Call us on 0755-240-657 or send an email to ops@specialtaxi.co.ug. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter @specialug for more information.